We're delighted tonight to have our brother David along with us to testify, and we're going to ask him to come and tell us what the Lord has done in his life.
It's good to be with you tonight, and I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to come along tonight and testify. I was just in prayer today about what I would say tonight in my testimony, and the Lord seemed to lay a verse upon my heart, and it's Isaiah 49 and verse 16, and the Lord says this. This was unto the children of Israel, but unto the church today, and today it was for unto me. And the Lord says, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. And as I was thinking about that tonight, about what I would speak about tonight as I talk about the salvation of the Lord to me. And you know, what a great salvation this is that I have. The Lord has graven my name upon his hands. And my walls are continually before him. Job chapter 10 and verse 8 says, and thine hand have made me. You know, Psalm 8 says, as I was thinking today, Psalm 8 says, that when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers. I was thinking of that today, the very fingers of God that put the moon into the sky at night. Put the stars in the sky. You know, Daniel 4 and 35 says this, none can stay his hand. Every man who's ever lived throughout all of time has never been able to change the course which God has given, has never been able to move what God has said he will do with his hands. And you know, I thought today, and these are the hands that God says my name are graven on. And you know, what a great salvation it is. And I'm not here tonight to say that it's anything of me. The Lord knows where he's brought me from. The Lord knows everything about me. And I'm only here to say tonight that I am saved but by the grace of God. You see, I was brought up in a religious home. I had two parents who loved me, a family, and you know, we were sent along to church every Sunday morning. You know, I was brought up in a good home, and we were taught, well, if you read your Bible, if you say your prayers, if you try and live a good life, you know, well, then this will be good enough. And you know, we believed this is all that we knew. And you know, as a young man, I believed that I was good enough. I was good enough one day to stand before God as a righteous man. You know, at the age of 11 or 12, my parents sent me along to a youth fellowship in a different wee church, a Friday night meeting. And here for the first time, it was here I heard the gospel. You know, it was here that I heard my good works were never good enough. It was here that I heard that not only did Christ love me, but he died for me. He didn't die for everybody else, but he died for me. And you know, it was here that I heard that I was a sinner. That I was wretched in the eyes of a holy God. And I can remember many nights at that early age, you know, believing and knowing that I needed to be saved. And I can remember being under conviction. And coming home at night time and getting into my bed and making deals with God. You know, I thought that salvation would be on my terms, but it's not. A few years later, at the age of 11 or 12, or 13 or 14, I joined the Young Farmers. I know it wasn't very long after that I got involved in the things of the world. You know, I found myself out in nightclubs. I found myself drinking and smoking and doing all these things at 14 years of age. You know, I still thought that I was good enough because I went to church on a Sunday morning. You know, I still said my prayers. I still read my Bible at times. But you know, I was living for the world, and the world had me exactly where it wanted me. And you know, this is how my life went on for the next couple of years. I thought that this was life. I thought that what the Saturday night could offer me, that was it. You know, at the age of 17... one of my friends in school, he was a Christian fella, invited me along to a youth rally in Auchnacloy. I went along that night, certainly not to hear the word of God, but more just to see what went on at these things. I was brought up in the Church of Ireland Church, and I'd never heard of a youth rally before in my life, so I went along just out of curiosity. But you know, for the first time in my life, for the first time in 5 years, the Lord spoke again. Not once had the Lord spoken to me in all the times that I had been out in the world, but that night the Lord spoke like that. It's the fellow David Stewart who comes from this church was speaking. And I can remember that night, purposing in my heart I was going to get right with God. And I had said that I was going to stay after the meeting, but the meeting went on a wee bit long, and we had an exam the next morning, and you know, just as the meeting started to come to a close, the devil started to talk. And he started to say, you're going to fail your exam, you know. And he started to say, the summer's coming, you have plenty of time. And you know, like a fool that night, I walked out listening to the devil's lies. And I wonder what he's saying to you tonight. Those in the meeting unsaved. I know he's saying something. Is that what he's saying? You have plenty of time. You know, not long after that, I started to go along to meetings on the Sunday nights with these friends from school. And I started to play a very dangerous game. See, I started to go to the meetings with the suit on my back and the Bible in my hand. Tried to live a good life during the week in school. And the game was this: I was trying to play God and I was trying to play the world at the same time. And there's many, many people do it. Maybe there's some in the meeting tonight and that's what you're doing. And you know, I'm sure I fooled my friends in school. I'm sure I fooled those that run about with me. I'm sure I fooled the people in the church on the Sunday night. You know, there's even for a time I nearly fooled myself. Maybe that's you tonight, but I want to say, friend, you'll never fool God. And you know, there's only one way, the Lord Jesus Christ says. He says that I am the way. I thought that way of salvation was for everyone else, but not for me. I thought that I would make it my way. You know, the Lord hadn't given up on me yet, and a year went by of just going along to the meetings. And in that time, the Lord had saved my best friend who used to go out with me every Saturday night. And even through his testimony, the Lord started to draw me even more. And I can remember very specifically the night I was saved. It was October 2007, 18 years of age. Went along to the youth rally in Auchnacloy again. The Reverend Abraham got up to speak. I can remember very, very clearly still, it was in the back row of the second back row of the church on the left-hand side, two seats in. I can remember as the Reverend Abraham opened the Word of God and he began to speak, my heart started to beat and it started to go like a drum. You know, I knew God was after me. And I knew I had run for so long, and you know, my heart was saying, do it tonight. Come to Christ. Come to him and trust him tonight as your Savior. But you know, my head was telling me something completely different. My head was telling me, next Saturday night you'll be in the nightclub again. You'll be a laughing stock. My head was saying, you have plenty of time. What about all your friends you're going to have to give up? The Reverend Abraham that night, I can remember, he made an appeal. He told everyone to bow their heads and close their eyes, and if anyone wanted to be saved, to raise their hand. Well, I sat in my hands. Because I knew if I was to lift my hand that I would be giving my life to the Lord. And you know, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. I was almost going on my own terms still. And that night, yet again, I got up as many times before and I walked out through the back door of the church. Maybe some of you here have done the same. Many, many times the Lord has spoke. Maybe he's speaking now. You've said in your heart, I'm going to walk out through the door again. As it were, over the body of Christ as you go through the door, saying, it's not for me. I was traveling up the road that night on the way home to university, and just as I was coming out of Auchnacloy, there was a car almost, an accident in front of me. And you know, as I just got past that car that night, I closed my eyes as the car went past me, and I can remember it still looking in my mirror. As I opened my eyes, I was terrified. Because you know, there was a voice came to my mind and it seemed to say this: David, it's now or never. Last chance. And you know, I knew God was after me. And you know, friends, I believe that there comes a point when God says enough. The Lord had spoke to me for many years in his mercy and in his grace. You know, the Lord might only speak to you once and say, that's enough. Why should he give you any more than one opportunity? That night I drove down the road. It seemed like the longest drive I've ever had in all my life. The tears rolling down my face. And I was counting the cost. What's this going to cost me? Then I realized that night what it cost the Lord of glory. And I got down to university and I got down beside my bed. Slipped into the room and just got down on my knees. I didn't really know what to say. There was no minister. There was no sinner's prayer. It was just, Lord, save me. And I repented of my sin and I turned to Christ that night. And that night the Lord saved me. Praise God. And you know, something special happened that night. You know, there's maybe those in this meeting tonight and you say, well, all salvation really is you say a prayer and you start to go to church. Friends, you've got it completely wrong. That night the Bible tells me that I was justified before God. See, the Bible says that I am accepted in the Beloved. Do you realize that tonight if you're saved in this meeting? That you stand before a holy God tonight, accepted. That He looks on you and He says, my child, I love you. Even though you have sinned against Him all your life, He says, I love you. You know, do you really know what Jehovah's Kenya means? Jehovah, my righteousness, that Jesus Christ is my righteousness tonight. And you know what a salvation it is. And you know, after that night, things in my life started to change. And the Lord has been so good to me. And you know, He's brought me through many things and He's showed me so many blessings. And He's given me opportunity to go and do outreach. And He's given me opportunity just to get involved in things and go to prayer meetings and all the like. And you know, He even gave me the opportunity to lead my dad and mum to the Lord. You know, the Lord is so good. But you know, I wonder tonight if you're in this meeting and you're saved. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, what are you really living for tonight? You see, not long after I was saved, the Lord started to take a dealing in my life and got me involved in all these things. And it was very strange because I used to have all these ambitions. I used to have ambitions for a great career and drive a great car and have a great house and do all these things. But you know, I can say tonight that all those ambitions are gone. And I have only one ambition in this life. I used to have ambitions maybe even to speak in front of people and to be seen doing things. But I want to say, friends, tonight I've only one ambition. And that is to know God. See, John chapter 17 and verse 3, Jesus Christ says this, that this is life eternal. Right. See, it's not that you go to heaven, that's what God says. Maybe tonight your salvation to you is a ticket. Maybe that's why you're here tonight, you're here to get a ticket. That says that you'll go to heaven, you're here to get a fire insurance policy to say that you'll never be in hell. Friends, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says this, that this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That is what it is about tonight, that you can know the God of heaven in all reality. And I want to ask you, maybe, do you have communion with God? Is it real? See, that's what this life is really all about. The Bible says that Jesus Christ died to reconcile us unto God. I wonder, is that what you're seeking in life? To really, really know the Lord. To know the God who I spoke of at the start, who put the moon into the sky. The one who says He formed you and He knows you by name. The one who says He knows your very thoughts. You know, because I've learned before I ever do anything for God, before I'll ever be anything in this life, I've realized that what God says in His word is true. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. That's it. That's the only way you'll ever do anything for God, is if you know Him. And you know, I'm finished now, but just before I came out tonight, I was just reading through a hymn. You know, one of the verses says this, and it just seems to tie in very well with the theme of the meeting so far. Robert Murray McShane wrote the words, "When I stand before the throne, dressed in beauty not my own. When I see thee as thou art, love thee with unsinning heart, then, Lord, shall I fully know not to learn how much I owe. I owe the Lord so much tonight. He has given me absolutely everything. He's even given me the breath tonight to stand before you. He's given you the breath tonight even to be in this meeting. You know, that's a very sobering thing. When I stand before the throne, you know, my one desire tonight in coming to this meeting is this, that each and every one might have a fuller realization, saved and unsaved, of the weight of what Romans 14 and 10 says. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every single one of us will stand one day. And on that day, as that course says, that verse says, we'll see him as he is. The King of glory. The God of hosts. I just wonder tonight, do you ever think about the day that you're going to stand before him? If you're unsaved, do you ever think about it? The day when you're going to meet your Maker.
I remember going to a dance one night. Well, that was a regular.
Friend, I hope tonight that you will come and see that Jesus Christ is the only way. But he's willing to accept you tonight. Look, he took me in. If he took me in, he'll certainly take you in. I thank you for listening. Amen.